I think as a commission, we're extremely, you know, elated. We do believe that it's one of those circumstances when our work has paid off in the very highest level of international mechanisms with respect to bringing justice to perpetrators. These are issues that we continue to raise domestically, but always face very harsh resistance from government agencies and mainstream government in its totality. So for us today, it's something that acknowledges the great efforts that are usually the domain of the commission in terms of bringing justice to all.
Some Kenyans threatened to continue violence or start violence if certain individuals are not also held before the International Criminal Court, as they say, small fishes being tried and the big fishes being left. What do you say to that?
I think the International Criminal Court is essentially interested in the perpetrators of violence at the highest level. Therefore, this is the first time I think we might be able to see an investigation that tries to bring some level of justice to people who have always been afforded impunity by being in state power or wielding instruments of power and control. So today, I think, is symbolic in terms of the first step towards ensuring that the greed of impunity is unlocked and the violence, you know, will ultimately face justice.
How concerned should Kenyans be, especially those that are alleged to have been masterminds to the post-election violence?
They should be very concerned, because the International Criminal Court is not a domestic mechanism. It does not care which tribe you come from. It does not care which religion or what kind of position of power or responsibility you have in government. If they find evidence linking you to the violence and there's reasonable evidence to support a conviction, then you will find yourself in a court in the International Criminal Court jurisdiction. Therefore, they should be extremely concerned. I think this is a very positive step in terms of bringing justice, and I do not see the train moving back.
What should be the expectations of Kenyans ahead of the ICC investigations?
Kenyans should mitigate the expectations. Judicial processes are processes that do not have a very open and shut kind of solution. They are usually tedious. They need some patience. They do not happen overnight, and therefore, even if Ocampo is to make any indictment, it's not going to be any time tomorrow. So it's important to mitigate those expectations. And judicial processes can go either way, because judges do not react to public pressure, neither do they react to what is not supported by evidence. Therefore, it was also illustrated that even in the decision of the ICC to grant the authorization to the prosecutor, it was a decision of 2-1. Therefore, I think in its totality, we must mitigate our expectations and realize that this is essentially just the first step.
Some are worried that those in prominent positions might use cover, i.e. the government and factionaries, to prevent the ICC investigations. Do you see this happening?
The government is capable of many things, and most of the perpetrators. The perpetrators try to defeat justice by all practical purposes. They spread fear. They do makeshift solutions. They try to offer makeshift solutions. They will use all kinds of strategies. But I think their non-cooperation with ICC is on detriment. I think this is a time they will not be able to escape justice. Justice will pursue them consistently, persistently, and until it catches up with them, I think the rules of justice will not rest. Therefore, any measure that they put into place will be intermittent. In the long term, I do believe the ICC process will catch up with them. And I think it is to their own advantage that they allow this process to take off and to cooperate with the International Criminal Court fully.
What is your organization's message to Kenyans?
Our organization's message is that Kenyans need to support this process. I think it's a process that has popular support within the Kenyan public. The popular support has been came as a result of a spread of frustration that those who are perpetrators of violence are hardly taken to book, and therefore this is an important first step. Therefore, those of us who have evidence, those of us who can cooperate and ensure that the ICC is able to collect necessary and useful information, should do everything possible to assist the process.